Can I have your name and position, first of all?
Yes, I'm Michael Brown from the Campaign to Protect Rural England in Sussex.
Now, this meeting here today, what are the implications of the result?
First of all, let's just explain very briefly what the meeting is about. It's about the question of whether Mid Sussex has adequately cooperated with neighbouring district authorities in formulating its own district plan. If there's a statutory duty on Mid Sussex to do that, if it has performed the duty adequately, the plan that it has devised and has consulted on will go forward to a public examination early in 2014. However, if the planning inspector decides that the district council has not adequately cooperated with the neighbouring authorities, the first consequence is that they will be required to withdraw their plan and start their planning process all over again with greater consultation with other neighbouring authorities. The consequence of that is that the current planning hiatus that exists within Mid Sussex will continue indefinitely, and Mid Sussex will remain an open, fertile ground for any developer to develop more or less any site, greenfield or brownfield, with the planning authority, the local elected authority, having no power to refuse planning permission for those developments. And they have lost control, therefore, of proper planning processes within the district.
Now, if it is withdrawn, what sort of timescale are we looking at?
It's not clear, but it will be presumably a lengthy delay before a new plan can be drafted. It would then have to be consulted on and brought back for a new examination process. My guess is that would be a minimum of 12 months, but I don't know.
Is Mid Sussex unique in all this?
Far from it. In terms of devising new and updated district plans, every district planning authority in the country, and there are over 600 of them, are all in various stages of developing new district plans. And all of them have to go through an examination process. Mid Sussex is relatively early in that process, and this duty to cooperate issue that is troubling us today is a relatively new and relatively untested area of planning rules.
And you say this will cause a sort of hiatus. Tell me how bad that could become.
You asked me how bad it could become. It is already a nightmare for Mid Sussex. And again, just to put this into context, the current planning rules introduced over the last couple of years say that if any district authority has got a plan that's more than 5 years old, or if they cannot meet a housing supply target, which has been centrally set for them and continues to apply until they have a new district plan in place, there is a presumption under the new planning rules that any planning application is for the common good and must be approved in the absence of exceptional circumstances. Mid Sussex is one of a majority of councils that has got an out-of-date plan, isn't able to meet these artificial and out-of-date housing targets that still apply to it, is desperate to put in place a new plan so that it has an up-to-date plan with an up-to-date housing number, and if the outcome of today, the plan has to be scrapped, we'll have a position where, once again, the council is still not in control of housing development applications. And there are hundreds and hundreds coming forward of the like that we haven't seen in Mid Sussex in a very long time.